The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Hoping you're tan, rested, and ready after a nice August weekend and ready to roll for a brand new week. Second full week of August, ready to go the 11th. Hey, folks, how are you? Weather-wise, I don't know. We can't get much better than this, can we? I like this. This feels a little fallish. I'd say a little fallish, but that's okay. That's around the corner, and I'm not big on August scorchers anyway. So there was some. I was in Lakes Country, Minnesota, for a part of Saturday and Sunday. And there were some serious downpours, which I know would have been welcome in many parts of North Dakota. I'm not sure how we did precip-wise in every corner of North Dakota. But anyway, you can let me know if you like. That's why we ask what's on your mind. Welcome to the program we call What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd Mitchell is here, also known as Todd the Radio God from 550 K-Fire. Hello, Todd.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
Wonderful. Busy program today. We have a couple of ways... you can join us, by the way, and we always most appreciate our interaction with you, our fine listeners here on the program. You can dial us up at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And by the way, I am now traveling with free stuff to give away to our fine listeners, to any What's On Your Mind listener who approaches me in any community wherever I'm at. Tomorrow in Grand Forks, by the way, with the Stanley Cup. Wednesday in Bismarck with the... Greater North Dakota Chamber in their summit. Let's see. Friday, we're going to be following John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, around. We'll stalk him, see if we can't get an interview with him. And where are we going to be Thursday? I forget. But anyway, out and about quite a bit next week in Watford City. Be there on Wednesday the 20th, I guess. Walker, Minnesota on the 19th. Anyway, there's a little glimpse of the calendar. Kenmare on the 22nd. And lots of other places in the coming days. And if you find us when we're on location, and you show us your phone and we're in your favorites, free prize. Simple as that. All you have to do is come up and say, hey, see here? There you are in my favorites. Because we know if we're among your favorites, we're there. We've got you right. So one, then it's one touch on your favorites button, and you dial us up at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're always on Facebook. Got a question up about a very serious situation in Iraq. Want to spend a little time talking about that today. We have on the program today Mark Johnsrud. Mark is the CEO and chairman of the board of a company called Nuvera Environmental Solutions. Now, Nuvera merged with Power Fuels. Many folks know Power Fuels. But Power Fuels has now become Nuvera, and Mark Johnsrud is the head of that company. It's a company booming with the Bakken boom, as so many are. And I ran into Mark at a social event, I guess it was for lunch, at the golf club in Watford a couple of weeks back. And he made some really good points about the rate of growth in North Dakota and how anybody else really would be almost crippled by that rate of growth. We're going to talk a little bit about that comparison because I think that's a good one. And also about how really our oil boom isn't an oil boom. Yeah, so you'll need to find out what he means by that. Next hour, we're going to talk with Jane Robbins. Jane is an attorney and senior fellow at the American Principles Project. She is going to be visiting North Dakota to talk about something that she is not fond of, and that is the Common Core Education Standards. You know, Al Carlson, the top pooba in the House of North Dakota Legislature, told us he believes Common Core is going to be a major, major issue in the upcoming legislative session. So this issue is not going away, and a lot of folks are concerned about it. I'm for local control. That's what I'm for. I'm for local control, and anything that in any way erodes local control, I don't like it. So I still have a lot to learn on Common Core. I have people I respect enormously, including the superintendent of the Catholic school where our children go, who swears by it. Well, he doesn't swear, actually, because he's the superintendent of a Catholic school, but you get the drift. He just says the problems that you hear about are from people trying to game the system. It's not from the idea of a set standards, because we are falling behind in key areas with the rest of the world, and we do have to do education better. I think, sadly, however, my own personal opinion, that a lot of the folks who have the sort of wring their hands and lick their chops a little bit and love to infiltrate, to indoctrinate our children, see this as the vehicle. And so I need to be convinced they won't succeed. Otherwise, I can't be for Common Core. So, but I'm still learning right along with you, and that's why we have these guests on the program on both sides of the issue. All right, and it's a debate that's not going to go away. Even listen to Al Carlson. He's talking about 2015's legislative session, including a great deal of discussion about Common Core. So, anyway, those are the guests. In the meantime, lots of time to chat, and you give us a call at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I want to talk a little bit about Iraq today, and I want you to answer the following question. Are you war-weary? Are you war-weary? A lot of polls suggest that we're war-weary. Now, I don't think we ought to engage in national security based on polls, but are you war-weary? Or are you out of the Reagan school of thought that peace through strength is the way to go? I want to know an answer to that, because it very much pertains to this current debate about what's happening in Iraq. But before we do any of that, we always defer to the callers. And Dave, south of Dickinson, doesn't want to talk about the war. He wants to talk about something completely different, and that's fine. That's why we call this What's on Your Mind. Dave, tell us what's on your mind.
College debt. And I'd like to see a bill introduced into Congress that every time we give weapons to people like ISIS and all these other idiots that John McCain and Lindsey Graham want to arm and support, every time a dollar gets spent for that crap, a dollar gets taken away from the college debt. If we can support people all around the world, let's support our people, our young people, so that they don't have to live with their mom and dad when they get out of college. They don't get strapped with $60,000 debt. They can afford to start a life.
Okay, let me ask you a couple of questions, Dave. Do you mind?
No, go ahead.
All right, first of all, you're talking about priorities and where we ought to spend our money. And let's set that argument aside, because I think that's a good debate. I think we ought to... Do you remember when Ed Schaefer was governor of North Dakota?
Yep.
He took over for George Sinner after some extraordinarily difficult times. And George Sinner really had us in the ditch financially in North Dakota. And he had some help with the ag economy and a few other things. But there was not good leadership, in my view, during that time. If you look at the fiscal condition of the Bank of North Dakota, the overall balance sheet of the state of North Dakota, we were in a mess, okay? Ed Schaefer took over, and he really began to right-size that ship, okay? And but he did it by making some very difficult decisions. And one of the things I remember, the hue and cry of this, my talk radio career in North Dakota started in Grand Forks about 1989. And I remember this being, you know, early to mid-90s, the 95% budget, where he asked every state agency to say, come to me with a plan that spends 5% less. And you would have thought the world was going to end. Well, we could do an 85% federal budget and live. You know what I mean? So I support your argument on priorities, but let's set that aside for a second. I think what I'm hearing you say is that you think students that have acquired debt because of attending college should be forgiven that debt. Is that what you said, Dave?
That would help, yeah.
Well, why? Didn't they make a decision to take on that debt?
They did, but it's ridiculous that a student has to pay $25,000 for 1 year of college education.
Okay, but here's my question for you. Should we blame, and I don't want to use the term blame, but is the real problem the cost of higher education, or is the loan?
The education the cost is definitely way too high.
Well, maybe we ought to fix that before we go forgiving loans. I don't like sending kids in the world thinking that you can take out a loan and then somebody will forgive it at some point.
They shouldn't even need to be a loan. There shouldn't even be. It shouldn't cost more than a room and housing to go to college. The education, if we can give millions and billions of dollars to everybody around the world, we should have a free education system here in America then.
You think education ought to be free?
I think so. Why should it be?
First of all, I think higher education is not affordable right now. And I put that more on higher education and folks sitting in Twombly Hall in Grand Forks and Old Main in Fargo and lots of other places all across the great state of North Dakota and, for that matter, the United States. I think, quite honestly, college presidents get in their ivory towers and just think you can just spend, right? And I think, quite honestly, they don't run universities anywhere near as efficiently as the private market works. They could use a few more tenants. So I put the blame there, quite honestly, because there's too many layers, there's too many things, and quite honestly, you know, actual dollars going to educate a child, you know, what's between there is worrisome to me. But I do worry about the idea of just forgiving the debt, because I think these kids take on the debt knowing, look, they're taking on a lot of debt. But I also empathize with, you know, the fact that this is very costly. Let's see if other folks agree with you, Dave. But Dave is saying, number one, prioritize. Number two, rather than spend money on wars, spend money on forgiving student loan debt. That's a good thing to do. That makes sense. A couple other ways we could work with that, I think. Let's talk about them today. 800-228-0550. Let's continue.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beedlesbacher.
If frequent rains and cool soils continue into the growing season, be prepared to see some root rot. Damage usually occurs in patches or streaks in a field. In favorable conditions, infected seedlings may die. If they survive, plants with damaged root systems may be less productive later in the season, particularly if the weather becomes hot and dry. There isn't anything you can do to manage root rot once the seed is in the ground, but it is important to pay attention to root rot and record affected fields. Next spring, a fungicide seed treatment or a resistant variety may also be good investments. Crop rotation or lengthening crop rotation may also help reduce root rot pressure. For more information on root rots, visit planthealth.info.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
To admit it, I probably shouldn't, but I'm thinking a lot about red pepper grinders right now. I don't know why. I know why. Actually, I'm going to be in Grand Forks tomorrow at the for the Stanley Cup's coming. But you heard of the Stanley Cup before, Todd?
Heard of it? Yeah.
Yeah. It's coming to Grand Forks. Yeah. The storied Stanley Cup, and it's been there before. In fact, the guy who I believe brought it to North Dakota for the first time, I don't know for sure. Ed Belfour is also going to join us on the program. The He was a member of the 1987 national championship team. He went on to win a Stanley Cup with the Dallas Stars, and he brought the Stanley Cup to the University of North Dakota.
Okay, if you're going to call the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux, I'm going to call the Dallas Stars the Minnesota North Stars.
That's fine. That's fine. We're both living the past. Anyway, we actually are going to be broadcasting from Bank Ford, which is right next to Ralph Engelstad Arena, off of Gateway Drive in Grand Forks for the program tomorrow. And my dream is, to serve up red pepper grinders in the Stanley Cup. I don't know if we'll pull that off or not, but I've had the great honor of holding that sucker above my head before, and it's really something. In fact, our daughter, Haley, our youngest daughter, she was actually a baby the last time it was in North Dakota when Mike Commodore brought it back. He'd won with the New Jersey Devils, as I recall, and we put Haley as a baby right there in the top of the cup. So try and repeat that scene tomorrow. Anyway, noon to 3, you get a chance to get up close to the cup, take some photos with it, and Ralph Engelstad Arena. It's worth the drive. It's a neat deal. It really is. And two members of the Sioux family actually are bringing the cup back to Grand Forks. One is Matt Green with the L.A. Kings, and the other is Tony Gasparini. Tony, the son of Gino and Tootsie Gasparini, of course, of hockey fame of UND, is a scout for the Kings, and they'll be here tomorrow as well. So, in fact, Gino and Tony are going to join us, Ed Belfour, Matt Green himself, and it's going to be kind of a hockey-heavy program tomorrow. Hope you're okay with that, because I'm going to go relive those fun years of a lot of great Sioux hockey up there tomorrow on the program. Today we're brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. North Dakota Oil can and does to the tune of 60,000 jobs, $30 billion in economic impact. And let's talk about Iraq. Let's talk about why decisions in Iraq now or 5 years ago, 10 years ago, throughout history, why have we made decisions to go to war? Many times our energy security is a part of that decision. Well, that's why what the North Dakota Petroleum Council is doing is so important. That's why getting this state in a position to handle five generations of energy development is so important. We're going to talk more about that with Mark Johnson at the bottom of the hour from Nuvera. Stay tuned for all that coming up. John and Annetta wanted to weigh in, though, on a topic from earlier. Hello, John. You're up on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Tell us.
Thanks for taking my call. Well, I couldn't disagree with your previous caller more. The idea that all kids should get a free college education, or, you know, if they go to college and they end up with way too many dollars in loans to pay back, that's their problem. They should know what they're getting into. And the idea that that the taxpayers should just roll over and forgive their loans or tell them to go free, to me, is just idiocy.
Well, it sends a wrong message, doesn't it? I mean, it's no different than a parent saying, okay, you know, here, kids. Well, you get into the real world, and all of a sudden you think everybody just hands you stuff.
Well, and if you're going to mandate anything, then I'd mandate this. You finish high school, mandate that you have to go get a job for at least two years before you go to college, so you see what the working world is like. Okay.
Well, let me bring you inside a discussion that's happened in our house. Our oldest is headed to UND. He's a freshman this coming year.
Yeah.
And he spends a fair amount of time with me out in the oil patch, and he's seen a great deal of economic prosperity. He also is kind of a motorhead. He loves to fix things. He's got a tractor he fixed up in cars, and he's always working on something, right? And
yeah.
He loves to weld. In fact, bought a welder at a auction a number of years ago, just an old dilapidated welder, because he loves to weld. And he's sort of self-taught on welding, took, I think, one course in school and whatever. He came to his mother and I, it was a very short conversation, but said, how about if I go out for a year and make some money in the oil patch welding? You know, he's heard stories about what these guys make when they're their own. I mean, if you come with everything in a truck, a welder, the whole thing, and you're independent, and it's like $80-$100 an hour, right? If you've got all the gear, it's a good living. And he loves to weld, so his thing was, I will admit, John, sort of saying, well, maybe that wouldn't be all bad. I'm going to be out there a bunch anyway, and he will go to college. His mother, absolutely not. No way we're doing that, because guess what? You'll get addicted to that income level. You'll like that. You'll be able to do, and you'll never end up at school. So there's no way, no how. That conversation ended quickly.
Is that necessarily such a bad thing? And the second part of this is, he will. If he really desires a college education, doesn't matter what he's doing, he will end up with one, because there's people that are 40 years old that have been out working for 20, 30 years of their lives that end up going back to college because they desired to do something else. What I'm saying is, it's not a bad thing to do that.
What a welder makes these days, too, Scott. I mean, there are plenty of welding jobs that are in time.
It does have a tendency to focus you. And one other thing, if I could. You were talking about maybe the cost of college is too much. Yes, it is. And a lot of that has to do with administrative costs and things like that. But, I mean, how many times do you hear people, politicians, talking, and they vilify big oil, big tobacco, big retail like Walmart, big this or big that? Well, the reason it costs so much to get a college education is because of big education. Because you have a bunch of people making a whole bunch of money, and they really enjoy that. And it's taxpayer money, and they're going to do everything they can to keep getting those kids to part with $100,000 or $200,000 to get that education. And maybe it is a little too much there. That's all I'm saying.
John, I appreciate it, and I think you're onto something there. In fact, was that one of Breitbart's websites? He did big government, big business. Did he do big education? I can't remember.
Actually, I've heard it on Rush Limbaugh a lot.
Have you? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And
I'll give credit where credit's due there. Okay.
Fine. He's heard on a lot of the radio stations you're listening to right now, so that's okay.
Absolutely.
Appreciate the call, John. Thanks a lot. Here's a call that came in off the air earlier. My computer doesn't like me today. Doesn't want to play.
Does it ever?
Yeah, Chris, you want to roll it in there? I don't care. Got a couple of them that come in, and I know we had a minute left here, so.
Good Monday morning, everyone. And to remind you, I heard that the state of Illinois is going to pass a resolution to change their license plate to the land of Obama, because he has brought way more attention to the state than Lincoln ever has. You think? Have a good day.
What kind of attention would be the question I would have, Ed, however? Yeah.
Hey, Scott, I just got to thinking how much better off my life would be if Obama and O'Biden had both been aborted.
Well, that's a sad statement.
O'Biden?
That's a sad statement.
I mean,
number one, it's a topic that is very sensitive, and that, you know, I'm pro-life. So whether I agree or disagree with somebody, yeah, I don't know what that was about. Anyway, let's keep it on the high level here, my friends. More coming up.
Yeah. Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, North Dakota Oil Can.com. We'll be headed to Dickinson early in September for their annual meeting, which should be very interesting. And I'm still recovering from the Cookfest trips. That was a blast. In fact, actually, recovering is not the right word. That was a lot of fun. And I really look forward to being back out to the Cookfest, but we have to wait till next summer again. God darn it anyway. All right, speaking of the North Dakota Petroleum Council and all that's happening there, we're going to talk with Mark Johnson in just a moment here. But first, I want to quickly get these callers in here that have been waiting. Gordy on the road listening to AM 1100, our 50-kilowatt blowtorch covering western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota. What's on your mind quickly?
Hey, Scott, I just wanted to let this other caller know that any kid in North Dakota that really works hard and wants to can get a free education. My son did it, and it's because he got a 3.8 grade point average, and he got a 33 on his ACT, and it's called the Presidential Scholarship. It's available to any kid in North Dakota, and he can go to any school in the state for free for 4 years. So
yeah,
very good point.
Very good point. I mean, just the old adage. Work hard, study hard, be smart, and look what comes out of it. You're right. And our son was a national honors, and a 4.0, and is honored with the same thing. In fact, we'll be up at President Kelly's residence for a little event coming up, I forget, middle of the month here on a Saturday. So very good point, Gordy. It can be done, and good advice. Dave and Esmond, you're listening on 550 K-Fire. What's on your mind quickly, Dave?
Yeah, I got a quick comment about Iraq. When we were over there on the ground, they were called insurgents. And now why are they called terrorists? It's the same groups of people doing this stuff, so what's the change now? That's my question to all the people out there.
Are you ticked off about what's going on over there right now, given the fact that...
You don't even want to get me started on that right now. That's being veteran and all that stuff, it's just stupid what's going on.
Hey, Dave, can I have you hang on, and I'm going to have Shane get your information. I'd love to chat with you when we have some open phone time in about an hour here again just to visit a little bit about this because Iraq's heavy on my mind today as well, so love to chat about it, okay?
All right.
Hang on one sec. Shane will get your info. Appreciate that very much. Our next guest is the CEO and chairman of Nuvera Environment. Many folks know as Power Fuels for a lot of years. Mark Johnson back with us on the program. Mark, how are you? Are you there, Mark?
Yes. Can you hear me?
No, I can hear you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Appreciate the time today. So, first of all, I always mess this up, and I don't want to mess it up. Is it Nuvera or Nuvara?
Nuvera.
All right. So you just got to go on the E, right?
That's
and
correct.
And it's a new name and a new brand that we're hearing a lot more about. Folks know Power Fuels, the company that that you built. But let's start sort of this is kind of old news in the business, but for folks that are not familiar of the transition from Power Fuels to Nuvera, tell us a little bit about the merger and the new company.
Well, what I did was I took our business, the Power Fuels business, and I merged it with a company called Heckman Corporation that was in other basins. And what we've ultimately working on is more of a national platform, because most of our customers today are working in multiple basins, and we wanted the ability to go service our customers with the same services as we moved across every basin.
Which makes
sense. That's why I took our company and we merged it with another company, and so we're going to have the same services, be able to provide that on a nationwide platform.
And let's back up even further from that. Tell us about the story a little bit about Power Fuels and how Power Fuels came to be.
Power Fuels, in 2005, I bought at that point it was Feral Transport from the Feral Gas Company, and it was a small company with about 40, 45 people, and we were able to take it. It was a great nucleus. The business actually goes back to 1975 when the Beam family owned it in North Dakota, or from Minot, and we took it from 40 people to about 1,200 people.
Oh my gosh! So that was and today, Nuvera, how many people employed?
We're about 3,000 people nationwide.
So you're telling me a company that started in 2005 with 40 people is now at the neighborhood of 3,000 people, and we're talking less than 10 years later.
That's correct. And we see a lot more growth coming as things continue to change, and the focus is really going to be about how do we efficiently, safely, and cost-effectively manage all the environmental products, all the water, all the solids, all the rentals that manage the fluids and the solids on the well pad. That's the area that we're interested in participating in, and we want to do it in a really environmental way so that it's safe for, you know, short-term and long-term.
And that's an evolution for the company as well, isn't it, Mark? Because really a lot of folks thought of Power Fuels as water haulers, right? I mean, it was trucking.
I think that's correct. So today we're trying to expand that, and actually we have expanded it because in most cases we've managed all the fluids for customers since we started, and as things have expanded. But as fracs today grow substantially, they're kind of a 3 to 5x multiple of where they were, from 50,000 barrels to 200 to 250,000 barrels. We see it's a high probability that there will be more water reuse and recycling as we go forward rather than only using fresh water for fracs. And managing reuse and recycled of water is a lot different than only hauling fresh water or pumping fresh water and then taking whatever the byproduct is to the disposal well.
But I also heard you say something about rentals. So you're the evolution, it sounds like, under your leadership is more to just a full-fledged oil field services company to be able to be a one-stop shop. Is that right?
We want to be a one-stop shop, and how we look at ourselves a little different is we're definitely in the oil field with our customers, but as we look at a little bit of delineation between the oil field services and the oil field environmental space is we continue to go back for there's a fracking phase, a completion phase that's including the fracking or the and then a drilling phase, and then ultimately a production water phase. And so in the production water phase today, we're looking at how do we incorporate fixed pipelines into our business. We're looking in McKenzie County at a really very large program that we think, you know, it helps reduce traffic as customers are starting to put in anywhere from 5 to 15 wells in a spacing unit. This way you more efficiently work on the gathering and handling of water. And at the same time, we want to make sure that we're doing it in a very safe, long-term manner so that we don't have issues with spills or other problems.
And you can do that because the capital makes sense to invest in projects like that because this thing's going to last, right? I mean, that's the thing that we're getting to a point now where when you have folks like Len Helms talking about five generations of development and of growth, then you can start talking about setting aside the capital necessary to do projects like the one you're talking about in McKenzie County that ultimately take trucks off the road and make everything more efficient, right?
I guess the way I would look at it is I'm not necessarily, you know, just saying we're trying to take trucks off the road. What we're trying to do is just how do we do it efficiently? 5 years ago, everybody was focused on let's just get it done. Now we're taking a look at, because of the five generations, we're starting to say how do we manage this business so that we have five generations of opportunities here, both for employees, but then also for, you know, the state just overall, you know, with tax revenues. And, you know, I look at this today as how many businesses are out there that you can be starting to look at a 50-year runway of starting to become very predictable type returns and 50 years of a plan. I don't think there's very many industries that have that today.
Yeah, no kidding. And, you know, you and I bumped into each other at Watford City the other day at the golf club over lunch, and you made a point that I thought was very interesting, and it had to do with how we view this. And I said earlier when I previewed that you were going to be on with us, you don't think we should call this an oil boom anymore. This isn't necessarily an oil boom. If it isn't, what is it?
Well, I think this is for the last 10 years, I've been talking about this is a technology boom. Everyone's known the Bakken's been here for many, many years. The actual map that the state drew of where the Bakken was probably in the 70s hasn't changed. What has changed, though, is the ability to horizontal drill and then complete wells, and that just continues to get better. Just a quick statistic, in 2006, I think the average initial production per day for all the wells drilled in the Bakken were 165 barrels a day was the initial production. Last year, there are customers that averaged over 2,000 barrels a day of initial production. And so just relatively speaking, in a short few years, we were over 10x of where they were to where we are. So I see technology continuing to change. And I think this is just like we all use a cell phone, we all use a computer, and we aren't going to go back to the way it was before. So I think that's kind of the fundamental change that the shales have been able to bring across multiple basins.
So really, we ought to think of this not as oil country, but as you know, it is obviously, but it's sort of like the Silicon Valley, right? It's where people get in a room and try and figure out how to do a little better, and an iPhone 4 becomes an iPhone 5, and then an iPhone 6. Well, this is no different, it sounds like to me.
What the difference is that we're able to end up with a natural resource out of the Bakken and some of the other basins so that we can have domestic oil production, domestic energy, versus having to rely upon foreign energy. And I think that is fantastic for our country. I think it's really exciting. I'm in Watford City today, and, you know, without question, there's some issues, there's some problems, there's a few, you know, but in the grand scheme of things, I sure am a lot happier that we are able to work on being energy independent, focused on what's going on in North Dakota rather than worry upon what's going on with the global unrest that we have right now.
Hang tight, more of this conversation, and we'll talk about Watford City when we come back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Life's easier when you upgrade your tarps and hoppers to electric with the Woltec electric conversion system from Agri-Tuff. The Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away. The Woltec electric conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, and saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment 701-483-4369. Find a dealer online at WoltecElectric.com.
Anxiously standing at the start of her first triathlon, she realizes she didn't swim an ocean in training to quit now. After a fall on the bike ride, she could have thrown in the towel. Instead, she used it to stop the bleeding. Through the loss of her mother and four rounds of chemo, she has endured. So what's another 3 miles?
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Do you love jerky? You tired of the same old gas station and grocery store stuff? Have I got a website for you. MeatTaffy.com. That's right. MeatTaffy.com. I love that name. What it is a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction got tired of the same old stuff and said, you know what? Let's go find the good stuff. I mean, premium guy candy. Meat Taffy. So they searched all across the USA and found folks out there in smokehouses and tiny meat shops and little independent supermarkets making some of the best jerky ever. And now, we have a one-stop shop for all that great jerky. And if you go to MeatTaffy.com, it's what you're going to find. The best. I'm looking at a couple right now. Premium six-packs of thin-cut meat taffy straight from the heart of Kentucky. Fantastic. Or a Bayou blend. It's a Cajun-inspired pack of jerky that was born in the Bayou. Really good. High quality, hard to get, but easy to love. Meat Taffy. Made easy at MeatTaffy.com. Go to the website. They'll ship it to you wherever you are. MeatTaffy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
At the University of North Dakota tomorrow for the arrival of the Stanley Cup. We'll actually be doing the show at Bank Ford right next to Ralph Engelstad Arena on the property there tomorrow. And then at 12 noon, the Stanley Cup is on display and free and open to the public. Should be a great time. Look forward to seeing lots of folks there. Bismarck Wednesday for the Greater North Dakota Chamber Summit. Looking forward to that as well. Continuing our conversation now with Mark Johnsrud, CEO and Chairman of the Board of Nuvera Environmental Solutions. And Watford City is where they got their start and continuing to grow now, of course, nationwide with this merger between Power Fuels and Nuvera Environmental Solutions, a new company, new name, but a lot of great folks behind it. And Mark is a Fargo North grad. He's a North Dakota native, got great roots. His grandparents homesteaded out there in, would it be your grandparents or your great-grandparents that homesteaded in Washington? Yeah, so your great-grandparents, amazing. And you have the deed to this day, huh?
Yeah, that is correct.
That's a neat story. So lots of North Dakota roots there. So we started to talk a little bit about some of the challenges, and Watford City is a good example. We're there every month. We do a series called What's in Your Town. We go all across North Dakota, and we found so much love in Watford City. We parked ourselves there once a month. And yet there's been an enormous amount of challenges and change. How is Watford City weathering all of this, do you think?
You know, I think any time that you see this type of hyper-growth, that there's, you know, some very good things that go on, and then there's some challenging pieces that go on. You know, we've kind of used the analogy over time that if the growth in Watford in, you know, 2 years ago, or I should say 5 years ago, Watford City was probably, you know, 1,200 people. Today it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 12 to 17,000 people. I would use the same the analogy that would take Fargo from the size that it is to 1 million people in 18 to 24 months. And anytime you have that type of growth, you're going to have challenges around, you know, all just the core infrastructure, moving people, you know, all the safety factors, you know, the hospital, emergency care services, you know, there's just a wide variety of things that really need to be focused on so that people feel safe in the community. And I think that the state and the city have done a good job. But I think that, you know, as we've talked about, the change in the size and the magnitude is a little tough for everybody to deal with every day. But
You put it in perspective, because I think if could Fargo have managed that percentage of growth? I don't think so. Could New York City? I mean, it'd be an international story if New York City had that kind of growth. And I don't think that there'd be people living in the streets, right? I mean, they'd be living in parks and park benches. It'd be a nightmare. So I think given the percentage of growth, we've done it pretty good. On the other hand, I see a lot of examples of where we go from just getting it done and just say check the box to let's do it right. I mean, we're evolving in how we manage this challenging time and growth, aren't we, Mark?
I don't think that. You know, as we're seeing more legislators out here, I think that's fantastic, because they're starting to see that two things. Number one is the state tax revenues continue to increase, and it seems like there's more of a predictable future, number one. Number two is that it's really important is that as the legislators come out, they're starting to see the challenges, and I think that North Dakotans do not want to see anybody struggle. Our state is very fortunate, and I think that the long-term perspective is we need to do the right thing. I think that's just a fundamental belief of all North Dakotans. And I think with that, they want to make sure that we're doing the right thing. They just don't want to go out and be on the aggressive phase. I think what we're finding, though, the aggressive piece of this, like Lynn Helms was talking about 5 years ago, was a little bit more focused on a boom rather than focused on this is a technology change and we're going to be busy for the next 50 years.
And so we have the time to do it right now, don't we?
We do. We do.
And it seems like every day that gets a little easier.
Yeah, I think so. I think that everyone's, you know, without question, everybody's working very hard to do the right thing. And we just have to make sure that from an investment standpoint that we're putting the proper investment out here, because this is such a world-renowned basin. You know, we take a look, and 3 years ago when we were out talking about the Bakken, there's a few people that knew about it. Today in the investment world, everybody knows about it. It is one of the true plays in the United States and the world that is truly world-renowned.
It is extraordinary. Well, Mark, thanks for the time today. Appreciate the analogy. I think on the percentage of growth, that helps every corner of the state, for that matter, the United States, understand what's going on. in oil country to realize that level of growth and just ask yourself, hey, walk a mile in these folks' shoes, see if you could do it better. Pretty darn tough. And also the fact that we just got to get beyond this idea that this is a boom, because booms suggest that there's a bust right behind it, and it's just a whole different animal. And I think having the perspective you do and the experience you do in this industry really helps to have people hear that. So thanks for sharing a little bit of the story today, yeah. And continued success with Nevera as well.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the time today.
Good to talk to you. Mark Johnsrud, President and CEO of Power Fuels, Fargo North grad. Go out and visit the grandparents on the homesteaded land out there in Watford City and say, you know what, I kind of like this place. I'm going to come out here. Buy a company in 2005 with 40 people, and today, less than 10 years later, it's 3,000 people. Are you kidding me? That's one for Friday. Are you kidding me? Common Core in our focus when we come back, and then we're going to get back to your calls on any and all topics today on What's On Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash. Talk about a new service they have 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash, just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight. Drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24/7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning, ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.